define myself as a businessman, and I do all sorts. There's not just one specific thing I do. It's all sorts. Web hosting, software house, furniture, transports, bit of bots and everything. From my brother. We've been in business, family's been in business for a long, long time since we've been here, so I just learned off that. I don't really have a job role. I boss people about. That's my main thing. So we've got this little setup here, which is where we make the beds. And then the beds are made there, put out here, and they get loaded onto a van and shipped to the house, to the customer's front door. And I don't know, like, the functional side of things. I couldn't even tell you what wood's used. I just sell. They make it, I sell it. So I'll sell you a car, I'll sell you a bed. If you need to be a salesperson, talk the talk, walk the walk. Simple. Do you want a soft mattress? Do you want a hard mattress? Do you want a headboard? Do you want wings? Do you want legs? Do you want this? Do you want chrome? We got a, like, a criteria of what we ask before we give you a bed. You know, we want to know what you want to sleep on. You're going to sleep on it, you know? You're going to spend half of your life on there, yeah? So it's your bed. I actually wanted to move to Cork when I retire. Ireland, South Island, is it? Yeah, Cork. It's beautiful. It's greenery. It's amazing. It's open spaces. Yeah, it's beautiful. So, yeah, maybe a little farm or something. Just a pastime or something, yeah.
I'm working on the People of Project. My role in this project is to facilitate them with Urdu translation and English translation at the same time. So this is the way I'm just in the doing the middle man, yeah, middle woman, I could say. I usually dream in my mother tongue Punjabi and my national language, that is Urdu, because normally I see my family members and the friends and the, you know, my childhood memories, those places. So whenever I dream about that, that's in my own mother tongue and my Urdu language. I had a dream last night, and it was with me and with my child, but I don't know exactly, you know, what it was about, but it was something, you know, but I was with my child. Being a single parent is really hard, because if I get sick, you know, and he's sick, sometimes we both don't, you know, feel well. So I had to see him, I had to take care of him, and I have to do shoppings, I have to go work, and doing everything is really hard, you know, being a single parent, because there's nobody who could take care of him and who could take care of me at that moment. So that time is really very painful, and you feel very hopeless. I belong to a family that was very traditional, and my grandfather, he was the head of the village. So since my childhood, I saw, you know, people coming to my granddad's house all the time, day and night. It was 24/7, because the government officials used to come, and, you know, the health teams, and, you know, everybody, police teams and every. So, and when my mom, you know, we moved to city, so I saw in my house as well, my mom, she's very hospitable lady. So everybody was welcome to our house. So that's inherited from my grandparents to my mom and then to me. I work with the All FM 96.9. It's a community radio where the different and the people belonging to different communities, they do their shows in their own language, and I'm doing in Urdu as well. So normally I, you know, touch the issues women having in their lives, like domestic abuse and forced marriage, and so many other, you know, how they're struggling in their life, what type of problems they have to survive in our society, because we got normally men dominating society.